10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. It's the nation's number one talk, news, and sports radio station. Yes, I know. Stretch is not here.
Aww, we miss
him. Meow, meow. But the girls have the show today, you know? Yeah, so yo, he's not the big cat, you know? He's a small cat, but then the big mice, we are out to play. Stretch, you know I love you. Anyway, my name is Mary Ann Duke-Ocon. Today on the show, as usual, we start off with so much energy. We're trying to make sure that the 2 hours that we have on this show, we make sure that you enjoy it. Because you see, when we've been talking about all the serious issues in this life, it's time to just take a chill pill. Just relax, throw your hair back, and let's make your Friday what it should be. Fatty Nas in the studio.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, all right. So, as usual, we start off with sound off, and today we're going to be sounding off on something very important. I'm not going to talk about it until it's time. It's very important, even though it seems like some people are trying to shush it, but it is very important. We'll sound off on that. As usual, sound off is issues that affect you, you know, it could be socially, economically, otherwise, politically, sometimes even, you know, religious issues, but all of those issues, we always capture them on sound off. And right after that, we're going to be musing today, you know. if you're not talking money, you're not talking anything important. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk about money. But
money.
I know the guys are going to be very interested in what we're going to be musing about, because the musing and the money matter is about them.
The guys.
So get ready. And of course, on the other side of the clock, we will be talking about men again. It looks like today's show is about the men. We're going to have the series back here in the studio talking about men and their, you know, embracing their feminine side. You know, they say real men don't cry. Real men should not cry. Really? We'll get to break that down later on in the show. Once again, welcome to What's Up Lagos. We'll be back right after this with Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep it date.
All right, time for Sound Off. Well, I quickly just want to let you know that we're sounding off on the level of insecurity in Nigeria. We cannot, you know, de-emphasize it. We have to continue sounding like broken records, if we may, to continue to you know, try to get our governments, our leadership, and when I say government, at all levels, to have their hands on deck on this issue of insecurity. Now, something that just came in yesterday was that the US has granted authorized departure status to embassy employees and family members in Abuja. Now, the authorized departure permits the voluntary departure of family members and certain employees of its embassy in Abuja due to the heightened risk of terrorist attacks. The U.S. consulate and embassy made it known in a security notice issued on Wednesday. The notice followed a security alert issued recently about impending terror attacks in the country, especially the nation's capital, by the Islamic State of West Africa province, ISWAP, and Boko Haram terror group. Also, it stated that the U.S. Department of State granted authorized departure status to embassies, the embassy in Abuja, which permits voluntary departure of certain employees due to heightened risk of terror attacks. The U.S. embassy in Abuja continues to have limited ability to provide emergency assistance to U.S. citizens in Nigeria. It goes on to say the U.S. consulate in Lagos continues to provide routine and emergency services to U.S. citizens in Nigeria. And further, it further also urges its citizens to have a personal emergency action plan that does not rely on U.S. government assistance. I'm just going to put a pin there. this is my sound off this morning. As much as, you know, we also don't want to be alarmist or try to make anything look like what it's not, we also have not got to look away. I heard what the Honourable Minister of Information, Lai Mohammed, had to say about this issue. It's not clickbait. If it was not as serious as we think it is, why did we have that raid supported by the US, by US soldiers or intelligence officials? Why did we have that? We're also not trying to, you know, alarm people. But I think my sound off this morning is that let's not play down on this. Let's all be security conscious. Let's all be active. Because you see, you have to, I like what Wemimo said this morning. Look around you. Observe your surroundings. Make sure that even the guys who work as your security or security guards are also security conscious. We cannot also just rely on government. We cannot just rely on security operators. Because you see, the truth is, the police, the soldiers, they can't be everywhere. So we also have to be on alert. If these guys are beginning to grant voluntary leave, you know, for their people to get out of the country, how bad can it be? But I'm also saying, as Nigerians, we need to be careful when we're going out, when we're going for runs, when we're doing our exercises, when you're going, wherever you're going, the cars that you're taking, your street junctions, be very alert. Be very alert. The elections are around the corner. There are lots of saboteurs. There are lots of people who want to try to, you know, destroy the fact that our electoral process this time around might be the best that we have ever recorded. But we all have to be vigilant. The security of Nigeria does not rest only on the shoulders of our leaders. Yes, they have a huge role to play, but we all have a part to play. This is my sound off this morning. I'm not going to try to sensationalize the issue. We have a problem and we all have to make sure that we're safe and sound and have a Nigeria that we can call ours. And that's sound off. I'll take you to Lagos. It's 18 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Mary Anacon. Fancy Nancy is right here with me.
What flanking. Up, what up?
I like it when girls flank girls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Something played in my head, but that's fine. Okay. Anyway, this morning we're going to be musing. I told you that we're going to talk about money and men. Now, a lady posted something on social media and she said that, you see, on this hill, she will die. She said, and I'd like to quote, that no man who's not financially stable should be dating or looking for love. And I'm wondering, why are you coming for the guys? Are you telling me that, oh, as a human being, I can't love somebody because I don't have money? Whatever happened to real love and attraction? Should it be that when I have money, then I can now say, who am I attracted to? I mean, I don't guess it. So I want to ask the guys and ask the ladies who are also listening this morning, how true is this young lady with her assertion that you have to be financially stable to look for love?
She does have a point, though.
Oh, God. Anyway, we're asking you, how true is this? And should same not be said for women? Because you see, really, you're looking for a man who's made, who has this, who has that, who drives a posh, who's well-shaven, who's petty or manny is perfect and blah, blah, blah. Hello, sister. Do you have the same things that you're asking this brother for? Because again, I am of the opinion that when you know, you make all of these lists, what's on your own side of the
list?
What
do you bring to the table?
Thank you. I didn't want to say that, but madam, are you also up to the task? Because you can't say that I can't look for love because I'm a guy and I don't have the type of money you're looking for, so I should just chill in my zone and be look face front. Can the same be said for women?
I do agree it goes both ways. But in this society, the men are seen to be...
Is it just this society? Because it looks like it's the whole world.
Well, I'm speaking for this society because a financially stable man is automatically attractive and looks responsible enough to be in a relationship
but the lady
with a
can
woman.
Be but you can be responsible, you know, and be chopping his
no,
money.
No, like I said, it goes both ways. But in this society, some women think the guy should be taking care of their bills. Like, he should be paying my rent, he should buy me a car, he should give me some certain amount of money for allowance every month. So women, some women in Nigeria tend to want to go into a relationship with a guy that is financially stable, as opposed to a guy that is still trying to
them allowance. Who's sending the guy allowance? if he has any allowance.
He should be financially stable. Like, he has money, he's working, he has businesses.
He should just come and die for you.
Well.
Anyway, so guys, this table that they are shaking, you're on top of it. The phone lines are open. We're gonna open the phone lines in a bit to take your thoughts and your comments. But for now, you can send me WhatsApp messages, because in a bit we're gonna go for a quick break. But so, guys with no money, do you not deserve love?
Small love.
Do they not deserve the happiness and paradise on earth? I'm wondering. And if you're a guy out there and you don't think that you're financially stable enough, do you have love? I want to hear from you. And wait, truly, truly, is there true love out there anymore? Or have we somewhat financialized? That's not a real word, by the way.
Financialized love.
The whole love relationship thing. Join the conversation. We're on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. And we are on, of course, WhatsApp. Join the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message. We'd like to hear from you with the hashtag. On Twitter, use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. On WhatsApp, send us a message. We'd like to hear from you. And the phone lines will be open in just a minute. 0700-993-993. 993, that's 0700 993 993 993, and you can be part of the conversation right away. Okay, I'll take one quick call before we go for a break. Hello, good morning, what's up Lagos?
Good morning, how are you?
No, give us the what's up Lagos quickly. Go.
Oh, what's up Lagos?
Yay! Cheers to life. Good morning, what's your name, sir?
My name is Shay.
Shay, go ahead. Do you think that if you don't have money, you shouldn't be going after women?
Let me tell you, the person that I've said that is covertly referring to the culture of the ladies. It means you cannot find true love among them if you don't have money. It's not addressing the guys. It's addressing the ladies and what they value. That is it. But naturally, if you are financially stable, you are not even going to look for that love. That love will migrate towards
look for you.
Yes, that is it.
Okay. So. But then that makes me question a lot of things. That the reason why you love me is because you see my dollar signs or my naira signs.
Well, he does have a point, though.
Yeah, but why? Why can't you just love me for me?
An attractive
because if you
man.
See, it means that when I'm running low on cash, you're going to be looking for the next guy who's boxed up. And then you start telling him that you love him, as opposed to me that you told that you loved me. So again, is love predicated on finances, and why?
Love has been monetized, let's face facts.
There's problem. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we want to hear from you on this matter of love. But I think that we have a few minutes to read some messages. Do we have a message?
Yeah. This person says, if a woman wants to be financially stable before approaching a woman, okay, I think he means a man. If a man wants to be financially stable before approaching a woman, what is expected
it's
of the
world,
woman?
It's 20.
Good morning.
Welcome back from that long break. Yes, 10:42 is on the clock. And before we went to that break, we were talking about men. Men, you're on the table that these women are shaking. So a lady had posted, like I said earlier on, that no man who is not financially stable should be looking for love. And we've been debating. Does it mean that those who are not financially stable are not deserving of love? And if you do agree with this, why do you think so? And for the men, we need you to come and save yourselves. The women also, would you not date a person just because the person does not have money? I mean, would you just say to the person, I'm sorry, I really love you, but you don't get money?
You're broke.
Why? How does that even work? And how are we able, how are we supposed to find or see or experience true love if money or if the whole process is monetized?
Yeah, because you don't get to enjoy the person. You're just enjoying what the person is giving to you or what the person wants
and
to
so
give to you.
And so when the water run dry, where you
what
go
happened,
go?
You jump ship.
Guys, I don't know what's heartbreaking as your phone falling face flat. and cracking right in front. I mean, my iPhone just fell and cracked in the studio. So I can't cry.
I already prayed over
I have
that
really
phone.
Nice makeup, so I'm not going to cry.
I already prayed over it. Don't worry. It's fine.
I can't cry.
My dear.
Anyway, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. The numbers for you to call. Ladies, Carlo. We want you to
redeem
defend
yourself.
Emotion.
Redeem yourself.
01465-7190. That's if you're a lady. 01465-7190. How true is it that if a man is not financially stable, he should not look for love? We've got messages. Let's go to the messages.
Yes. So this is SND2. He says, good morning. This is a primitive way of thinking, in my opinion. Love and money are two different things. They are complementary, but the absence of money should never be the basis or foundation of love. Inasmuch as money is important, it should never debar anyone from loving. Because money may be absent at the beginning, only to later show up. Yep, so I agree with him too. Then the next message says, what's up, Lagos? It's a double-edged sword. If you have money and you're independent, some men are intimidated and you might find it hard as a lady to find love. Also, if you are a lady looking for a financially stable man without your own income, you could be vulnerable to abuse and you're hooked because you can't cut him off due to what you're gaining from him. So I think it's a dicey subject, and humility, values, loyalty is important when looking for a partner as a lady or a man.
Well, but then how do you look for all of those things if money is the thing? Money has been prioritized
exactly,
by the world.
Blinded.
The world. So you see, he's cute and all. He's really nice and stuff, yeah. But he doesn't have money. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Says who?
Sad.
Got more messages?
Yeah. Okay, so this person says, money is totally different from love. Love stands straight. The male just needs to try his best, no matter what, no matter how small, to care for the female. I'm okay when I met my woman, but things turn upside down for almost 13 years now.
Wow.
But she's still with me. I still show her I care, even without much money. That's
a good woman.
Yeah.
That's the one you should wife.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to the phone lines. We're talking money and men. And of course, looking for love. Do you need to have money in your pocket to find love? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. It's first time I'm actually calling and getting to. I'm so excited.
Hey, so give us the What's Up, Lagos. All right. Go ahead.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life. Good morning.
So I agree with the lady half, and I don't agree with her half.
Okay.
Why I agree with her is because as a man, you really shouldn't get so distracted with relationship and, you know, trying to, because if you're in a relationship, you try to assist your partner, whoever you're in a relationship with. It shouldn't, money shouldn't be the main thing in relationship, but it's a very vital thing in relationship. So I think a man that is looking forward or has great aspirations should sort himself out, you know. Don't get distracted. Hustle your hustle. And it goes both ways.
So,
too,
but wait, in hustling, can't I just fall in love?
Exactly.
What is it? Can you control love? What's all
okay,
this?
No. Okay, for example, now, if he gets a job opportunity that he needs to travel out for, that relationship might keep him not going for that thing because he's in love.
Really?
Yes, no, because he's both ladies to be like, oh, you want to leave me and travel out, the relationship will end, and he might not want to leave her.
That's not love.
You get
that's
so sometimes you might just get distracted. These opportunities that you would have gone for because of that first thing, you would decline those opportunities. But if you get someone, you know, who really understands and will give you that freedom to fly and do what needs to be done to get to where you want to get to, it's beautiful. But money is also a very crucial part. When I met my husband, he was going through his own struggles, but we made certain decisions even when we got married that we're not yet going to have kids because of the financial implication that having kids comes with. So I think if you are going to be in love and you want to be together, then you should set certain principles and parameters so that you guys don't struggle and then every one person is unhappy or both parties are unhappy in the course of the marriage.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
All right. Interesting. Thanks. You want
to
say something?
Yeah, I think any partner that doesn't allow you grow, any partner that doesn't allow you fly,
you
doesn't really love you.
You don't love me.
So say your partner, if your partner gets a job opportunity that is going to be beneficial to him somewhere else because he's leaving town and you want to end really, you don't really love, you're supposed to support your partner.
Honey, we are going to be flying back and forth no matter how it comes. soft us.
Exactly.
Even if it's to enter night bus.
Absolutely.
No, I will not enter night bus. Sorry.
Not now.
It's not happening. But I'm just saying, you're supposed to support your partner through and through. Until it gets to a point where you can no longer do it. When you know that it's undoable. But then you have to do, after doing, even Bible says, after doing all, stand. You know, so I don't know if moving to Abuja ends the relationship.
I don't know.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
All right, you know we can hear you breathing, right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you. Cheers to life.
All right, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jolomi.
Jolomi? Ah, I like that name. Jolomi, go ahead. What do you think about this? Do you need money to find love?
Yes, you do. And I will explain why. So let's be, from my own point of view, love has stages. When you're in secondary school and you're in love with your first love, your crush in school, you can go all out and do anything at all.
Yeah.
You can tell your parents anything. Because there's no boundaries. You're not really responsible for anything. You're just expressing how you're feeling. And then that is allowed. You can say, okay, love transcends everything. Now, when you move to the stage when you're about to get married or looking for a life partner, mm-hmm. you should know that love you're looking for, it has to be sustained.
Mm.
And for it to be sustained, you have to express it one way or the other. So no matter what you call love, whatever feeling, it's expression at the end of the day. Expression in being there for somebody, expression in helping them financially, expression in, you know, helping them sort things out. You have to express it one way or the other. So you will still come to that point where money will be crucial. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So no matter how much you think you feel drawn towards someone and anything, at the end of the day, money is going to come and play a big part. Because people can tell you all what they say. Some people are in self-denial and say, no, it's fine, I love him. But
true. But what we're saying is that we're not saying that both of you should be in penury, but we're saying money, should money be the determinant as to who you end up with? That's what we're saying.
Absolutely, my dear. It has to be, because at the end of the day, you're going to get to that table where money has to answer certain things.
Okay,
And then you put your partner in a very strange position when they're looking left, right, and center, thinking,
okay,
what am I going to do? What am I going myself into? So
okay,
I think
we have to go for a quick break now. All right, so what's up, Lagos? 4 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. In fact, 5 minutes right now, gone past the 11 o'clock hour. In a bit, we're going to be talking about men, real men. Huh? It looks like today's show is all about the men. Before that, we have been having a debate as to the fact that some people think that as a man, for you to be able to get into a love relationship, you need money. And I'm asking, what about the woman? She doesn't need money? I mean, does that mean that the woman can be bought? So just anybody with money is what does it for you? It makes me really wonder.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder. But then somebody on Twitter here says, let's see, does money bring love? Money creates attention and not love. Emmanuel here on Twitter posted that one. We got messages before we go back to the phone lines.
This one says, good morning. Unfortunately, love has become monetized and the whole optics obscured.
Hmm.
Money is a necessity for life, but love should not be defined by money. It should not even be the basis of love.
Okay.
Of course, if you truly love someone, you will share what you have. You will show it in different ways, some of which would involve spending money. You both become support systems for each other in different ways that don't always have to be about money. What's enough monetarily for each individual is subjective. People fall in love where there isn't too much money. Yeah, people do fall in love when there isn't too much money.
Okay, a dollar. I mean, because it makes me wonder, the guys who don't have money, what happens to them? So they don't deserve love in this world, really. This must be a cruel world, then. I'm just saying.
Okay, this one says, God is patriarchy from Lagos. Oh, wow. It's unfortunately unfortunate how we have made money a god.
Hmm.
very pathetic and worrisome. Until men stop using money to toast women, women will keep being greedy.
You have to stop using money to toast women, men.
He says a lot of men have low self-esteem.
So that you can tell who really loves you.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of men have low self-esteem, no values, no game, no masculine frame. It is worrisome how we worship money. Bring back humanity.
Hey, hashtag bring back humanity.
Hashtag bring back humanity.
All right. We'll take a few more messages before we wrap things up here. Let's go.
If you don't have money, this one is Benga from AJ. If you don't have money, you don't have business finding love. Go and find money. Haba, that's harsh. Go and find money.
Mm.
So a large percentage of women don't have the capacity to love. Wow. Their love is based on money and some other form of attachment. Basically, love for women is conditional. Only men can love without conditions. Though we have a few exceptions. Biscuits from Ifo. Like, is
really?
That true?
Is it even normal to say that? Oh, men are the only ones who don't love without conditions.
That's
or
not
exceptions.
True.
But then again, unfortunately, it looks like that's what's happening, because you see, when you tell a girl that, oh, there's this guy that says he likes you, the first question you get is, you get money? What car does he drive?
Yeah.
So, I never, you know, just take things at face value. I always try to ask, how did women become this materialistic? Who laid the grounds for this materialism?
Social media.
Did somebody start flashing cash and buying them cars and trying to dissuade them from their small boyfriends who didn't have money, and made them all now believe that if you must get nothing or anything, you need to have some money? So something somewhere must have made the women become, most women, not every woman, think that way.
Let me tell you a very, very short story. When I was in university, we had the situation where, like, Valentine's Day, boyfriends begin to send stuff to their girlfriends and they bring it to the hostel, and there was actually a poll of whose boyfriend gave her the most gifts on Valentine's Day.
Pressure.
The next year, we had girls sending stuff to themselves.
Yes,
from imaginary boyfriends.
Pressure. But guys, that's the most you can do on this segment. We are going to be talking about real men crying, because you see, when you tell a man to embrace his feminine side, they're like, no.
Men don't cry.
Well, we're going to break it all down this morning in just a few minutes. In fact, right now we're being joined by our guest, Pastor Wisdom Osiri. Remember last week he was here with his wife and we had that conversation about toxic masculinity as opposed to authentic masculinity. And this morning we're going to talk about real men crying. Good morning, Pastor Wisdom. It's so good to have you join us.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Lagos. How do we do that thing again?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Chess Live. Good morning. So great. It's very weird for some people to say, why are we talking about men crying? What's all this? People don't have what to talk about. What's all this? I mean, I got a reaction from somebody saying, huh? You don't mean it. But why do you think that this is very important, and why should men embrace that feminine side of them, or maybe even is masculine?
Okay, so thank you so much. I think it's a conversation that is very important, not only to be, you know, discussed, that people need to internalize it. I'm a man, so I'll speak from a man's perspective. Somehow we have been made to believe that a real man should not cry. Somehow we have been made to believe that, you know how they say you have to man up, you know. So when they say you have to man up, it also connotes that you shouldn't cry, okay? And so we naturally, we don't want to cry. And when you try to cry, they say you are behaving like a woman, you know, something like that. But you see, crying is something that is so, so, so beneficial, both to the man, to the woman, to a human being. And so when you are crying as a man, they say, hey, real men don't cry.
Yeah.
Right from when you are in primary school, not these days. I'm not sure they flog children again in school. The days they used to flog us when you come to school late, and then or you do something, you know, or they write your name in the list of noise makers. And so they're going to flog you. You know, when they are flogging, flogging. The way to measure a real man is that no matter how much you flog us, we don't shift. We don't shake. Wait, what are you talking about?
But girls did it. I never cried. I was that girl.
So you see that? In fact, that not crying makes the person flogging you get more angry.
And continue to flog you.
Start flogging your back.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that is a narrative. And so part of why we are having this conversation is to say that is not correct. That is not correct. And that is getting a lot of more men in slavery. It's getting a lot of us to have mental issues. Mm. It's getting many of us.
I think we lost the audio there. Pastor Wisdom, can you hear us? Because we've lost the audio.
And I'm going to explode. Okay. And so people move from imploding to exploding. And because the thing they ought to have shared, they never did share them. So I think that is one of the reasons why we are having this conversation. So we have more healthy, mentally healthy men.
This persona or this facade that society has created about men being manly, and I'm using the word manly loosely here because there are certain things, or there's more like a box that society have put men into that has made them somewhat have to live up to these very unrealistic expectations. Now, you talked about the issue of mental, you know, having mental related issues as a result of the fact that men cannot share. Now, you see a lot of women who have relationships with men who complain about the fact that, oh, my husband is super secretive. He never really opens up to tell me anything. Even when he's going through stuff, he never shares with me. Does that have to do with, you know, some of these things or these standards that society has created? And how did we even get here in the first place?
Okay, so some people have been in, there are a lot of reasons. One of it is that, you know, so you hear some men say, hey, some things you don't tell a woman. God, she can't handle it.
Yeah.
Hey, don't tell it. And you know, so it's like a general stuff, you know, don't tell a woman, she can't handle it. That, I mean, and some actually, they come from a positive mindset, as in, this thing will break the woman down.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not all negative. Some are positive. This is going to break this woman down. Let me give you an example. So I'm a marriage counselor. I'm a pastor. So there were times people would tell me stuff. My wife was also a counselor. So that qualifies her to hear some things, okay? But I realized that even the days that she's not there, sometimes I come and share some things. I realize that when I'm out of that place, she's still there. So now you realize that it's more like dumping on her. You know, and so now I have an issue that I'm trying to solve, and I also have an unhappy wife. So now I'm not in a bad shape.
Yeah.
Okay. That is not justifying that. Let me also give you another example why some men do that. So one time I had this couple, the court sent them to us. So we run an academy called the Wisdom Dream Marriage Academy. You know about the academy. So we run an academy for married people. So this couple, they're married for 14 years. The first 7 years, the man has attempted to leave twice and came back. Wow. He left the third time at the seventh year. They did not see again for 7 years until the 14th year. Wow. At the 14th year, they are now going for divorce. Wow. And when they went to the court said, okay, why not go see Pastor Wisdom and Pastor, let us see if they can help to remedy this. Now, guess what? So my wife and I sat down to listen to them. By the time both of them were done sharing our first diagnostic, you know, section for 1 hour, when we go home, my wife fell ill.
Wow.
She fell ill because you can't even imagine the things that they have done to each other, that a human being can do that to another human being,
yeah.
More or less somebody you say you loved. And that broke her. She said, the next time they're going to come back, 3 days after, she said, if you love me, don't allow me to be in that section. And don't tell me anything about that section.
Wow. Wow, it must have been really heavy.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Draining,
it was
yeah.
bad. You know, it was really bad. So now it's based on each individual and the threshold. You know, men are stronger, but women are tougher. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. Men are stronger, but women are tougher. You know, and that is to say, you know, physical strength, But women mentally, they are strong, and that's why they can endure a lot of things that, you know, can pull through. But there are some things that, you know, they might not believe she cannot handle it right now. I might tell her later, but not now. So, but the secretive part also involves people that either try to hide something that they don't want the spouse to know, you know, something that will create bigger problem for them. But again, that is, in quote, a certain level of carefulness and caution must be taken, you know, because when you consistently have many things you don't have, you have not shared with your spouse or with the lady in your life, after a while, you realize that both of you believe in that part. Because communication is bigger than just information. It's about formation. Communication is beyond just what you are telling me, information you are passing. It's also helping us to bond. All right. Mm-hmm. So some people say, I can't, you know, communicate with my spouse. If you don't have common information, that's what causes communication. So if I have loads of things I know and loads of things you don't know, then we are living two different lives. Mm-hmm. So now we can't communicate. But there's something I will say. If I say something like, basuka baba, like this, you don't know what I mean, but my wife knows what that means. Okay. You are trying to guess what I mean, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't know what I do.
Okay.
So we have some codes that both of us can understand.
Oh,
okay.
That's cute.
So that's how important it is to begin to grow that kind of bonding. All right.
Mm.
You know those days that children, their mother will just look at them and then they will know.
Understand.
It means leave this living room. It means don't touch that drink. You know. But now these days, some children, if you do that, you're going to be, my wife tried to do it one time. He did that with my son. My son said, Mom, are you okay? Is your eye paining you? All right, so it's very critical that you know that. So, but we are also carefully encouraging the men. You have to, you know, I know that some people say, I've tried to share some things with my spouse, and this is how he turned around. He uses it against me. Now I'm not talking again. All that, you know, you want to know that something fail does not mean that person is a failure. Mm-hmm. Somebody may have made a mistake in an area. Don't just categorize that person, label that person, and throw that person out, because you too, you are losing. So I encourage men to share things. You'll be amazed that there is a side that person is bringing in that you never knew existed, and it brings a lot of solution.
Okay. So sharing more often is very necessary, as you said, it's very important. But let's bring the women to the table now. Let's talk about judgmental women, you know, because women have been on the receiving end of judgments. You know, a married woman once told me that the first time she did something, her husband said, "Where did you learn this thing from?" I thought that you were, where did you learn it from? And so she decided not to, you know, explore anything anymore. But then the women also somewhat are doing the same to the men when we're saying, I want you to open up. But on the other hand, you're judging the man. How important is it for both people, whether you're in a relationship or in a marriage, to be an open book? And could there be dangers also?
Okay, so when you talk about judgment, you know, again, our world is becoming a more interesting place, you know. So, and one particular narrative that is being pushed all around the world, not just in Nigeria, all around the world, is this principle of relativity.
I think that someone's trying to call and we've lost that connection. But we're still talking with Wisdom Osiri, and he is discussing with us on real men and why real men cry and some of the issues that men have to deal with in this part of the world. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. In 2 minutes, we're going to go for a quick break. But get your questions ready, your comments ready, because we will be taking your thoughts, your questions, your comments on this matter. And if you have had a very interesting experience, please feel free to be part of the conversation. We got Wisdom Osiri back on the line. We lost that connection for a bit. Pastor Wisdom, we have just a minute, so let's get that thought across. Unfortunately, I think we had a little disconnection there.
Okay, so the thought is that we have to become more authentic in our relationship and more vulnerable and more compassionate, you know, in our relationships. Because, see, Have you seen that even people that you are quarreling with, when they die, you'll be crying? So yeah. This life is so short. Mm. Let us be coming down. Let us know that human beings used to make mistakes. Human beings used to have errors here and there. Mm. So you have to be a little bit more vulnerable, more authentic. You know, your authenticity also comes from the fact that you too, you have passed through something, right?
Yeah.
And your judgmental, the degree of your judgmentalism, if that's a good English, begin to reduce. Mm. When you too have been through something, you are a little bit more open-handed. And then number two, you are more vulnerable to say, okay, this is who I am. I can't do this. This I do. So you can be vulnerable to each other. I know vulnerability attracts, all right? If I'm vulnerable to you, it should naturally pull vulnerability from you also.
True.
And number three, we have to be a little bit more accountable to each other.
Okay, accountability, very important. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, like I said, bring those questions on. The phone lines will be open after the break, 0700-993-993-993. You could also call, if you're a lady, 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. We'll be right back after this break. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. All right, we're back from the break. 42 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're still talking about men. Yes, the conversation is centered on the male folk today. But we cannot talk about the men without bringing the women into the conversation. My guest is Wisdom Osiri. And before we went on that break, he was talking to us about the need for men to open up, to embrace themselves more, to give themselves a break. Because, you see, trying to be a man as opposed to just being a man is two different things, are two different things, and sometimes it can affect our mental health. Pastor Wisdom, it's so good to have you back on the show. But Ben, we want to open the phone line so that people can come in with their questions, their concerns, and of course, people who may somewhat have had experiences, you know, especially when they say real men don't cry. Please, who propounded this theory? Is this Socrates? I'd like to know. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, call 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. And on Twitter, you can use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, tweet at Nigeria Info FM, or better still, you can send us a WhatsApp message. We want to hear from you. But Pastor Wisdom, before we go back to taking calls, or before we start taking calls, because we're almost out of time, we talked about men opening up and women trying to be less judgy. What about, I told you something. I literally showed you my weakness and you're using it against me.
Okay, so we've mentioned that we have to be a bit more compassionate, knowing that that can actually shut the door, you know, for further openness. But for those that are married, I like to put it this way, you know, the purpose of marriage is oneness, but the process is openness. I'll say it again. The purpose of marriage is oneness, but the process to that oneness is openness.
Mm.
So that I don't have ourselves in the same room or the same home or house, and we are living different separate lives. So talking about men, you know, part of why we are showing why real men don't cry, or do real men cry, is because if you're a man, there are a lot of benefits you lose if you don't cry.
Mm.
If you don't cry, crying on its own, whether you're a man or a woman, has a soothing effect, which means it has a way to regulate your emotion. You know how maybe when you were crying, you know, they beat you when you were small. You cry, and from crying you sleep. Crying
brings some form of relief.
It brings a lot of relief. You know, a lot of relief. You know, it also relieves that pain. It brings some kind of enzymes to your body. So a lot of men are not coming down. You see them driving, shake it, waka. Yep. They are not crying. If you cry, some of those things you will have shedded them away.
Mm.
You see them trying to beat a woman, cry, shake. Any small thing, they tear shirts. It is, you may not understand this. It may sound funny, but it's all connected. you know, even when some people want to, you know, kiss their wife, the way they're even trying, as though it's a fight, it's not fight. You know, one of those things is...
Ooh, it's tough.
When you are able to understand those emotions, it will enhance your mood when you cry. I encourage men to go study the benefits of crying. The first day I saw it, I said, wow, this is so, so amazing. So it's something I think that we need to...
Okay.
It helps sleep.
It helps.
If you cry where you sleep better. Yes, it helps you sleep.
Okay, I don't know
if... And remove toxins from your body. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. These are very interesting revelations. But we want to go to the phone line so we can bring people into the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hello.
It's What's Up Lagos.
Hello.
All right. Can you hear me? I don't think you can hear me. Call me back. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993. Please turn off your radio. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Say What's Up Lagos, okay?
Yeah, What's Up Lagos, What's Up Lagos.
All right. Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
Calling from Bariga.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you see, the problem, the differences is that men are said to be, you know, stronger, and women are said to be tougher, in the sense that we men are able to manage our emotions. We are able. So they said that the strongest man is the strength of how. His ability for the man to manage his emotions. But women are not so. And they don't have that kind of... They are the feminine type. That's why they use that word, feminine. You know, something that is flexible. You know, we are the strong men. I get what I'm saying? So the women, every little thing will trigger it off. And before you know, they will express that thing.
Okay.
It is something that is natural anyway, that men have... God has put in it into our system, into our body, into our... That we need to, you know, bring it out. So it's not, it's just like the system of being.
Can you quickly get to the point, because we want to take as many calls as possible quickly?
Okay. What I'm trying to say again is that we have the ability to manage our emotions, even though we ought to cry.
Okay. All right.
You understand me?
Thank you very much for calling. We have to take other calls. We appreciate your thoughts. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chest alive.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Miriam. Miriam, good morning.
Morning.
You live from Port Harcourt, call Lagos. I didn't know Wahala.
We're good.
My name is Ibiso. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
All right, Ibiso, go ahead.
Yes, you know, men, why sometimes we keep things to ourselves? Because... Some women, if once you tell them, as like the man, your guest, say that when him and his wife, they are canceling some people. And the wife say that, don't even discuss this with me when, after the next one you're meeting this whole. Because it's not everything that they will hear and they will, you know, keep to themselves. And men are one people that they feel telling you what they are passing through. Maybe tomorrow, if you have misunderstanding, you don't think I'm, you know,
salty.
Bring it into the quarrel. So men, we are very, very careful. So you see a man is passing through, like if, for example, now you are with your children in the house and you are passing through some challenges. You will not cry before your children. But crying before your children, what is their own hope? So, you know, we men, we are in that aspect, I think we are keeping to ourselves. Because, one, if, for example, a woman uses that thing to have...
Ibiso, because we don't have time, we have to go, okay? So, everybody else, you have 60 seconds because we have just 2 minutes to wrap this up. But I have a very interesting message here. Obi here says, nothing wrong with a real man crying. Only thing is... such is done in seclusion. After a battle, military commander who lost many men in battlefield will not cry in front of the soldiers. He will do so only in absolute privacy. So you don't limit it to men crying in their women's presence, albeit privately. It's not about only just crying. It's about keeping emotions under check, under control. Remember, cool, calm, collected. That's the summarized explanation for emotions of emotions for masculinity. Okay.
That's a good submission, though.
Okay. All right. This one says there is... Okay, all right. That message was not for us.
Okay.
Okay, this one says, you all are interested in seeing men cry. Unago just dick. All right. Thank you very much for your message, even though it's very backward, but thank you for sending it anyways.
Wow.
All right, we'll take one last call before we go. We just lost that connection with Pastor Wisdom. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, hello. This is Falani calling from Ikeja.
All right, go ahead, Falani.
Yeah, you know, I really like the guy you brought on today, Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, what he speaks, of course, what he's speaking is unpopular opinion amongst Nigerian men. I think the essence is for men to be able to connect with their emotions, you know, because it allows us to be able to communicate a lot proper.
Mm.
And I actually think there's nothing wrong with crying in the presence of women, because I think actually it contributes and helps the woman to be able to see the, appreciate the humanity of the man. Because the man is always acting tough.
Yeah.
Then she's always going to keep, you know, running her mouth thinking, he can handle it. But then if she sees that our words can hurt as well and can produce that kind of emotion,
yeah,
I think it helps to be able to open bridges of communication more better and also open vulnerability between both parties.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. So it's not necessarily about we say we want to see more men cry.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about being open.
It helps the relationship.
Yes, well, some sort of vulnerability. It doesn't mean that you're weak, but then it makes the person who's on the other side of the table understand you better.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to say thank you to Wisdom Osiri for being here. Always a pleasure having him to have conversations such as this, because, of course, one way or the other, it helps us to strengthen our relationships. And I must say thank you, Fancy Nancy, for being here.
Hola, Lagos.
Thank you so much. Well, it's time for us to go, Lagos, but don't forget, follow Nigeria Info on all our social platforms, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and subscribe, like our YouTube page. It's Nigeria Info FM. All right, go do that and follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's MIMIEYO. And then look for Marianne Dukokon everywhere else on social media.
It's Fancy Nancy Lagos.
Is that what we're going to be looking for?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I've had an incredible Friday. Go enjoy yourself. Do the things that you were unable to do from Monday till today. And let your hair down, because you know what? You don't walk. You don't try. You're supposed to be jai.
Hey, let
me see you. All right. I'll see you when I see you. But Monday, I'll be back here on What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anacon. Lagos, I love you. Lagos.